Jeff Kelly is joining us with investigativepost.org, and we're turning our attention now to 2021 elections, and that includes, locally, the Buffalo mayor's race. Jeff, good morning. Mayor Brown is a four-term mayor here in Buffalo. Are all indications that he's going to run for a fifth term?
Well, there's no indication whether he's going to run for a fifth term, at least not from the mayor's office. Everyone expects him to because, frankly, he's got nowhere else to go. For years, there's been rumors that he would take a job elsewhere, that someone in Washington, D.C. or in Albany would offer him a position that would take him out of City Hall. But that hasn't happened, and it's not likely to happen. And so, as you say, all indications are he will run for a record-breaking fifth term, but he has not yet declared.
When would that need to happen by the way?
Really soon, because the way the election calendar has changed, petitioning begins in February, and the Democratic primary, which for all intents and purposes determines the mayor of Buffalo, happens in June. So, you know, you got to declare in January, and you've got to start, you know, going door to door to get signatures for next month.
All right. Well, how about the mayor's campaign war chest? That's public information. What does it look like?
It's his last filing was in July, and he didn't have a lot of money. He had about $116,000, which sounds like a lot, but for a mayoral candidate for Byron Brown, it's practically scraping the bottom of the barrel. He spent more than $5 million, actually much more than $5 million, to win and maintain that office for the last 15 years, through his four terms. He just hasn't been doing a lot of fundraising. Which had a lot of people sort of whispering, like, is he running? The fact is, if he wants to, he can raise a lot of money really quickly, but we just don't know. It's a tough year. It looks to be a tough year for an incumbent like Byron Brown. You know, you're around for four terms, you accumulate a lot of grievances, you make a lot of enemies, and you just grow stale.
You have made mention in your story over at investigativepost.org about kind of a shrinking vote total over the years. And you mentioned that stale. I'm wondering how much that is attributed to loss of support versus just, you know, when it comes to the general election, the race for mayor in Buffalo, there really hasn't been a challenge, a reason for people to get out the vote, even as much as there have been, say, in Democratic primaries.
Well, that may be true. I mean, he has faced a challenger in Democratic primaries every 4 years, and maybe those challengers have not, stirred enthusiasm. In the general election, you're right. Republicans generally don't run a candidate at all. It's a way of keeping voter turnout in a Democratic city low in order to benefit Republican candidates in countywide elections like sheriff and county controller, both of whom are up for election next year. But I've heard a rumor that Republicans in the city this year would like to find a candidate. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they'll succeed in finding someone to run. It's kind of a fool's errand in the city because the registration is so heavily Democratic.
Jeff, there's been some rumors that Tim Kennedy could be interested, the state senator, in mayor of Buffalo. What do you know about that?
It is no secret that Tim Kennedy would like to be mayor of Buffalo someday. He has been an ally of Byron Brown for a long time, and so it is generally considered that he would not run unless Byron Brown decides not to run. And if he does decide to run, he will be a formidable candidate. He's got $1 million in his campaign account. He's won a lot of elections. He's got a political machine. He's got a lot of alliances all through the city, east side, west side. So he would be the odds-on favorite. But he, too, hasn't declared and will not until Byron Brown has.
It's an interesting scenario. I'm wondering if you have taken a look at, other maybe similar-sized cities around the country. Is there similar scenarios playing out where there is, a long-term mayor, so to speak, who doesn't really seem to be that threatened in general elections, just kind of really not going anywhere, cemented in his place? Does this trend play out nationally in other cities?
Oh, sure, especially in Northeast cities like Buffalo, where the registration is heavily Democratic. general elections often are not as meaningful as primaries. That said, you know, every once in a while here and elsewhere, a candidate decides, hey, you know what, I'm going to try to run in the general, whether on the Republican Party line or another party line, because turnout is so low for the general election, because everyone assumes the race is over after the primary, sometimes it's an easier lift for a challenger to try to run in the general because they need fewer votes.
Jeff, is there any possibility that Tim Kennedy would challenge Mayor Brown in a primary?
It's an off chance, but Tim Kennedy has a history of jumping ship on alliances. He did it when he was an Erie County legislator. He caucused. He's a Democrat from South Buffalo, but he caucused with Republicans in order to give then County Executive Chris Collins a majority to work with in the legislature. He basically abandoned his Democratic allies in the legislature. That was 2009. The next year, he leapfrogged his ally, then Assemblyman Mark Schroeder, to run for state senate. That seat, you know, people take their turns in the Democratic Party around here and in the Republican Party. That seat was supposed to be Mark Schroeder's. It was his turn. But Kennedy saw an opportunity, and he jumped quickly, and he won that seat, and he angered a lot of his allies in his sort of political machine down in South Buffalo, but he did it because he saw a chance. If he sees a chance here because he thinks Byron Brown is weakened by a summer of dissatisfaction, by looming financial catastrophe in the city, by, you know, a list of 1,000 grievances against the mayor that have accumulated over the last 15 years, who knows? He's got the money. He might jump in.
Interesting to note, Jeff. You can read the full story over at investigativepost.org. That is Jeff Kelly from the Investigative Post.